Elvis at the Pork Chop Express, and I'm talking to whoever's listening out there. It's like I told my last wife. I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes. You just listen to the Pork Chop Express and take his advice on a dark and stormy night, all right? When some wild-eyed, 8-foot-tall maniac grabs your neck, taps the back of your favorite head up against the barroom wall, and he looks you crooked in the eye, and he asks you if you paid your dues, well, you just stare that big sucker back in the eye and remember what old Hecklefish always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, fish? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail. Well, you see, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything. But I do know it's a pretty amazing planet we live on here, and a man would have to be some kind of fool to think we're all alone in this universe.
Another theory is that it's a Foo Fighter.
Hello, I've waited here for you ever long.
During World...
Tonight, I throw myself into out of the red, out of the head she sang. And I wonder...
Yo!
What? Foo Fighters.
I know the song, but may I?
Yeah, go ahead with the story about your alien balls.
Oh man, I can't. It's going to take me a long time to memorize this.
Expected you an hour ago.
He's a long hoof from the Medina, sir.
This is your Baratna. Your Baratna Miller. Telling you to watch the wash valves. Belta Iota. Oh, I.
Belta Iota!
Belta
Iota!
Iota. I think I said it right.
Belta Iota!
Wait, is that Belta? Yeah, it's Belta Iota, isn't it? Yeah, now I'm back to memorizing f***ing lines. Tell AJ, you.
That's the answer. Thank you, Tom.
You stay there, right there.
Baratna, Koman. Koman gotta die sometime.
But now?
This is your Baratna brother, Miller. This is your Baratna Miller telling you to watch the Wi-Fi files. Belta Iota. Go. This is great, but I'm a huge fan, and I never miss an episode, and thank you for doing what you do, because I really think you're helping spread the word in a powerful way, and it's a lot of fun. And I was sad that, you know, you fired the Hecklefish.
What is this human even talking about?
And then you guys had to shut down for a month while Hecklefish renegotiated his contract or whatever was going on there. But I'm glad you guys are back. I was hoping you guys would axe the fish for good, but somehow he weaseled his way back in. So I'm okay with it for now.
A secret code inside the Bible said I was. I love my UFOs and paranormal fun, as well as music, so I'm singing like I should. But then another conspiracy theory becomes the truth, my friends, and it never ends. No, it never ends. I feel the crap get and got stuck inside Mel's home with MK Ultra. I feel only too aware. Did Stanley Kubrick fake the moon landing alone on a film set, or were the shadow people there? The Roswell aliens just fought the smiling man, I'm told. And his name was Cole. I can't believe I'm dancing with the fishes. Hecklefish on Thursday nights with AJ2. And we're all through the night. All I ever wanted was to just hear the truth. So the one ball love repeat all through the the Mothman sightings and the solar storm still come to a Agartha, the secret city underground. Mysterious number stations, planet Serpo 2, Project Stargate, and what the Dark Watchers found.
In a simulation, don't you worry though.
The Black Knight satellite, it told me so. I can't believe I'm dancing with the fish. Hecklefish on Thursday nights with AJ2. And the weapons are married all through the night. All I ever wanted was to just hear the truth. So the weapons are married all through the night. Hecklefish on Thursday nights. Judy loves to dance. Judy loves to dance on the dance floor because she is a camel, and camels love to dance when the feeling is right on waves in time.
Thank you for watching the After Files live stream. This is not a professional production. We don't know why anyone watches this thing, but we're glad you do. And now, to kick off the show is everyone's favorite sidekick, the one, the only, Hecklefish.
We got him on the spot. Welcome back. 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 Welcome back.
Okay, that's there. Is that on? All right, here we go. 7, I used Hecklefish to help sneak me backstage to so many concerts in the 80s. He was back there. A white powder on his gills. It was the 80s. Hey, F-Man, good to see you. True After Dark is here. There's Aiden Hoyle. Good to see you. Smalls is here. Sean, I don't have money for a super chat, but AJ, thank you. Mom and I binge watch your videos all the way through her battle with lung cancer. Sorry to hear that. I hope Mom is doing okay. She loved Hecklefish. Oh, she's gone. I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. Cancer hits my family hard. Pretty often. Drag, while the intro is playing, I'm going to go finish my dinner. I hope you're back. Hey, Mary Jane is here. I see quite a few mods in the chat today. That's nice. Sansel's here. Ooh, I think I put slow mode on. Did I put slow mode on? Eric, hair looking good. Glad to think so. Oh, how's this camera alignment? Do we fix this?
This live stream is so disappointing. Just so, 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 so disappointing.
Michelle's first live. So excited. Keep your expectations down. Travis, I don't have money for a super chat either, but loves the show. Appreciate that. Look, if money's tight, don't worry about the super chat. And I have this, the super chats get starred, so I see all of those, but I keep the main chat open as well. So you don't have to pay money to weigh in. Brock Ryan, wicked brag with that Weird Al badge. And it just happens to be angled just so you can see VIP backstage for the tour, for the first show. If you guys have never seen Weird Al, even if you're not a big fan, which I am, he puts on an amazing show. An amazing show. And this one, I hope he does it forever. I mean, he's what, 62, 63? He does all the costumes. And man, I'm trying to think which one. I mean, he does all the way back to Fat. Al's not worried about being canceled. And with the Fat costume, the Star Wars songs, he did the medley was amazing. But what made me jump out of my seat, my front row seat, was when he came out on the Segway for White and Nerdy. I mean, I lost it. Lost it. Chikar's first live stream. Good to see you. There's LRP. Bruno Roch is here. Good to see you, Lisa. Ernesto. Margaret. What's up, Echo? See, I saw you pop up. What's the show prep? All right, what are we going to cover today? Now, we're going to take a look at the Hellfire missile bouncing off the UFO off the coast of Yemen. That video was released. So we'll take a look at that. We'll talk a little bit about 3-Eye Atlas. Is it an alien ship? Is it a comet? What's weird? The weird lights? Why is it blue? After 70 years, we finally know what the lights were at the Palomar Observatory that were photographed in the 50s. And the answer connects to nuclear weapons testing. We've confirmed 3 interstellar objects so far, but scientists think there could be 10,000. And we've got some weird discoveries underwater as well. Great job on Ryan and Rogan. I'm glad you liked it. Both are good dudes. Sean is the best. Sean and I have a collab coming up in a week or two, so keep your eye out for that. There's a little teaser on Instagram, which you don't have to, I don't post a lot on there. Hey, Jackie. Jackie Johnson's here. Indy Weather is going with 31 Atlas. All right, let's do it. Irwin, it's just a rock floating around. All right, let's do a poll. Three Eye Atlas. Hang on. No, I'm still there. Hang on. The camera's not charged, is the issue. So, you know how that goes.
Yikes. You call this a live stream? How are you not embarrassed?
Well, we'll see how long it lasts. Chuck and see. Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to last. Let's try the backup camera. Hang on. All right, we've got the roving cam. All right, hopefully we won't have to. Chelsea, After Files 2, I feel so spoiled today. We're spoiling you. BDW, aliens drain the batteries, always happens. I know, it's because we're live. But it's not a professional stream. The other AJ's here. So happy to finally join the live stream. How did you guys do for Thanksgiving? Did you clean up with the Snickers minis? What about costumes? Who had the best costume? Stocky, you saw the stream decks? Ooh. Yeah, there you guys are. The stream decks aren't working.
You think this passes for a live stream? Think again.
Alien ship is leading the poll. Steph just saw a UFO. Well, let's send a pic. Rep Ben, aliens made the Blue Jays lose. Well, thank goodness for the aliens. Didn't like that they knocked the Yankees out so easily. Dave Wright asking for Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm going to stream on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve. Joe P. will be there, the official beard. His beard is looking very beardly lately. Very beardly. Maria, I want 3 Atlas to be an alien ship. You can't. I don't think you do. I really don't think you want that. You know, I subscribe to the Dark Forest theory. You guys know that one? Where the universe is like a dark forest, so any civilization that reaches a sufficient level of technology should just be quiet, because if there are more advanced alien races out there, they'll try to eliminate any competitors. So I don't think we want 3 Atlas to be an alien ship. I really don't. Yo, Bumpy, good to see you. Billy, I refuse to believe the people wanted a Lincoln conspiracy video before anything else. They did. I didn't come up with that one. Every topic comes from you guys. I didn't want to do that one. I like history stories, but they don't perform as well. What performs well? Aliens, UFOs, pyramids, Tesla. But I want to mix in more of that stuff. Ty Webb will kindly greet our new alien overlords. You'll be safe. You'll be like Worm Tongue. Oh, I said Thanksgiving, Doug. No, I meant Halloween. Halloween costumes. Arm and Jerry hanging in Henderson. That's right around the corner from here. Up in Vegas. Martin says, load of nonsense through Atlas. Avi Loeb, I think he's stretching it. But his articles get clicks. Heimer D. Mills, Hole performs well. It does. Everyone likes a hole. I mean, we had a hole this week. Zier, when are you going to do a video on the Melbourne UFO? I covered it as a chapter. I haven't done a full video on it. But that is a great UFO story. That's the one at the school, right? There was a lot of witnesses to that, including teachers. Grawl's Lair through Atlas, a.k.a. Nibiru? I don't think so. But Nibiru might be out there. I mean, NASA doesn't really talk about it that much, but they are actively looking for another large object that's far, far out there. Avi has other motivations, says Travis. Yeah, money. I don't, Jack, I haven't covered Flat Earth, mostly because Flat Earthers are very emotional and it will really clog up the comments section. And they could be mean. Harley Berg, yeah, the Nazis opened the portal. I mean, maybe, but they covered it back up. Stingray, Avi be like, show me the funding. Eslan Avi, I think, brings attention to the stubborn dogmatic thinking of most scientists. It may not be an alien object, but I think he's making important points. I agree. I'm glad he's out there. I don't agree with most of what he says. And what happened with his underwater expedition when he was searching for alien tech? I don't know what happened with that. Tim, good to see you. Kat says, Loeb smiles and laughs too much for me. It must be kind of dark. John Doe, does this look infected? Yeah, you may want to see somebody about that. So Mike D's our number one chatter today. Someone asked Loeb directly last week if he thought it was artificial or natural. He said natural. Well, good. Mr. Steve, why can't flat earthers be level-headed? Nice.
Okay, that was funny.
So Raul asking about, what about famous unsolved murder cases? I don't cover those because for some reason this is a family channel and murder cases have murders and victims. That's why I don't cover missing 411 or anything like that. I direct people to David Pilates. So they're just kind of dark stories, so I stay away from them. Lord Sidious, I haven't covered Diglaca as a full episode, but I've definitely mentioned it in chapters. They never built it. So we would just be speculating, but it's on the list to cover with a Vimana episode that I'm working on, specifically about the rotating Mercury. I'm fascinated by that. And allegedly Diglaca used rotating Mercury. So I want to see about that. Hybrid is gifting memberships. All right, what's going on in the super chats? There's Mike 499, been a long time. Miss Jet and Hecklefish, as we head into the holidays, I want to invite more peeps to come join us on the Patreon. It's great. Yeah, go check out Patreon. Is it time to plug? All right, there's the Wi-Fi store. What I really want to show you guys, I don't think these are sold out yet. Let me see where the calendars are. The calendars came out really great. All right, there they are. Calendars came out great. Let me make my head bigger here. Just hold it up for you. Heavy, $25. They're really nice. They exceeded my expectations, which is why I'm plugging it. Because, you know, I do plugs beginning and after. That's about it. But I'm really proud of these. Rob did an amazing job at the art. And super funny. So what do you have for January? We've got Dress Up Your Pet Day, Milk Day, Atlantis Remembrance Day, Psychic Rodent Prophecy Day. That's Groundhog's Day. It's Psychic Rodent Prophecy Day. Better Buy Flowers Day. That's for Mother's Day. My birthday's in here. I didn't approve that. Wear Green Day. And it's got all of our favorite art in there. So that's the Wildfiles store shop at thewildfiles.com. If you want to support your favorite YouTube channel or the Wildfiles. And prices are low. We keep the prices low. So everybody can afford to shop. And if you can't, then don't. But I'm proud of our merch and the team that handles that. Victoria, Eric, Haley, everybody. MK, shout out to SMK. Yeah, that SMK Rob does all the art for the channel. Not a bot. Fear the Crab Cat. I haven't heard about zombies in Iraq, but I will look into that for sure. Drop Top, super excited. Usually at work, Fear the Crab Cat. Yeah, I thought we'll do a quick After Files on the Sunday afternoon. Francois loves the set. I'm at the man cave in my house. Set up a little bar back here. I don't think, let's see if I can. There we go. I feel like Three Atlas is a psyop, man. I don't think it is, but I like the way you think. And Archaea, do you do all your research yourself? I have partners, coworkers, too, in the back end. We have Ham, who does all the initial research and gets everything laid out for me, drops some story ideas. And then before I write the script, I'll go through all his research, do a little bit of my own to make sure I understand the story I'm writing about. Because I did a couple of episodes where I didn't do the research. I just read the research and just did the episode, and a couple of things were wrong, and I don't like that. I don't mind being wrong if I'm wrong, but I don't like being wrong because I didn't do the work. William, I haven't done a contrails episode, but I've mentioned it here and there because I'm not a contrail believer. But a lot of people ask for that. Secondhand Citizen, everything is a psyop. Well, I'm glad that you're talking about that because that's the collab with Sean Ryan is government psyops, is what we're focusing on. Captain, what's your opinion on the latest crash at Area 51? I think it's just an experimental aircraft that went down. I don't think there's anything of it. There's no alien stuff at Area 51 anymore. I think that's all been moved, probably for quite a while. Armageddon, do Bob Lazar's information. That's very interesting. We'll probably have Jeremy on the basement if he's willing to come. The basement is going to be a conversation podcast / episodes that we'll be launching probably at the beginning of the year. We'll sit down with folks, have a chat. There's Steve Burton for 5 Canadian Banger episode. Currently, the Codex Gigas is on display in Prague. That's cool. It's cool that the Swedes let it go. I mean, it's from there. I know countries were fighting over it after the war. Adam, thank you for $20 super sticker. A Quantum Sledgehammer, $50.
They see me swimming in my waist. Send me money, cause you know that my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Wanna smell my bowl, it's dirty. Come and sniff my bowl, it's dirty. My poop is nasty. It's floating. Please tip me, cause you know that my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Wanna smell my bowl, it's dirty. Come and sniff my bowl, it's dirty.
Quantum Sledgehammer, aka Denver. I love a good After Files. My favorite day of the week. I have nothing profound to say, as usual, other than thanks so much for all you do. And the crew for the Wi Files out there, we love the stories and love how you tell them. Be safe, my friend. Thanks. Thanks, Quantum. Appreciate that. I saw something in the chat I want to write down from Michelle. Ecclefish Nightlight. That is a great idea.
This human right here, this human gets it.
That's a great idea. Sraxon, backstage has been fun. Currently at 21,000 XP. I'm not even sure how XP works. Do you get 1 point per chat? I'm not sure how that works. Envoy says the earth is expanding. I read that too. Weasel Way's dirty bowl. That's obscene. He's a naughty, naughty fish. Snarky's thanking for the free memberships. I don't know who's sending them. I think Hybrid sent a few. I appreciate you guys spreading the love. That's very nice of you. Mischief is in the chat. If you're still on AOL, she's a skater girl 13 on there. If you want to hit her up with a DM. Juliana, that's a heckle chess game is a great idea. It's just so bulky. Because except for the t-shirts, we pack and ship everything ourselves from the studio. It's a mess back there. So I think chess sets might be too big. But I'll definitely look into it. It's a great idea. Sexy Lumberjack likes chess. Yes, Hecklefish coloring book. Rob is working on that right now. So we will definitely have that. Later, Sacasto, AOL is still a thing. I still have my AOL address. I bet a lot of people here do. Richard Taylor, do you plan on doing a Vimana video? I do. I don't know if it'll be out before the end of the year, but we're definitely going to cover it. Stopper AJ, how did you get a gig on the History Channel? They called me, and I agreed to do it. They asked me to come back to do another round. I've been on four or five episodes, but I don't think I'm going to be able to get out there and do it. But I have to check with Jen. She's handling the schedule. But those guys have been really nice to me. Oh, and working around my schedule, it's been nice working with Prometheus Entertainment. And they do all those Ancient Aliens and all those kind of shows. We're talking about The Unexplained. Great Green didn't have AOL. I was on CompuServe. Same. I was over there too in the 70s. Sandy Jones, I'll check that out. Forbidden Zone in the Grand Canyon. I'll take a look at that. Hey, Lori B. Fat Alien Unexplained with 3 exclamation points. Yeah, with William Shatner. No, I never get to meet him. All right, where are we with the super chats? Got that one. Got Ken's. Here's Mike. So if you consider asking for an update to your great closing theme song, it's a good question, or why mess with perfection? That's a good question. I'm afraid to ask because it's not like I commissioned that work. That was just, he just sent that in. Who is it? Hybrid, Straight Jacket, Superman, Super Jacket, Spaceman. I always forget. And people send me a lot of MP3s and stuff like that, and they're usually awful. But I opened that one up, the theme song, and it was just, I couldn't believe how perfect it was. I had no improvements for it. So I'm just kind of leaving it alone. If he sends an update, I'll swap it out. I think it's hard. Once you hit that perfect sweet spot, you kind of don't want to mess with perfection, Mike. There's Carol spreading the love. Appreciate that. Echo Ness, what's up? Moonlight for 10. On behalf of everyone who wanted to, you're doing great. I'm trying to see what that emoji is. Smiley heart. I'm a little rusty with my ASCII emojis. Marlene, I found the Wi-Fi when I was trying to prove a theory by myself as a scientist like five or six years ago, and found myself watching because it was less research time for me. Well, I'm glad I can help. Now go do your own research. There are already enough YouTube channels that use my research and scripts and B-roll and ideas. There's Saint Solitude for 5. What do you think about the new Area 51 crash that happened recently? I think it was just a plane that went down. I don't think there's anything cool over there anymore. I think there was, but I'm pretty sure all that stuff got moved. Robson 499, dub your videos to Portuguese so I can send to my Brazilian friends. Your content needs to be worldwide appreciated. We're working with a company to do that. for other languages, other dubs. So that's coming. But obrigado for that, Lady Sarcastic, for £10. Before the alien overlords, how could I get a heck of a fish plushie in the UK? My granddaughter loves the fish. We don't ship overseas only because it's too expensive. But you know, I'm constantly harping on how I keep the prices down. I need the price. I want the prices down. So when we first launched the store, I think someone ordered from Czechoslovakia, somewhere like that, Czech Republic, whatever you call it. It was a $25 t-shirt and shipping was $40. And they didn't complain. I just saw the order come through. And I feel like I don't want people to think I'm scamming because we don't collect any of that. That's, you know, that goes to Printify and those companies. So that's really the only reason, Lady Sarcastro, is I don't want people to think I'm scamming for shipping. It's so expensive to ship over there. If you have a friend in the States, open a ticket on Discord. Let me know, and I'll send a plushie over there on me, and we'll find a way to get it to you. Jack Tough for 10, dining for you to cover Operation Northwoods. Love you guys. I wonder if I covered that in another episode. So that's a false flag attack. False flag attack to try to get us into Cuba. I think I'm remembering that correctly. I think I might have covered that in another episode. Something, one of the JFK episodes. Nightborn with a public service announcement. Oh yeah, go out, take your phone cam and zoom in on the stars. There's like 10 floating spinning drones in the air over Norway every night. You can zoom in and see them more. That's true. I think it's the Hestalen lights up there that no one can really explain what they are. Welcome new members. There's Josh, there's Derek, Sab Cat. And the membership is, there's not extra content on there. I mean, there's a little bit, but you don't miss any of the stories if you're a member. You just get a coupon code for merch. So if you're going to buy merch, you join, I think it's $3 a month. You get a coupon code. So if you're going to spend $40, you join, you get the code and it pays for itself. But that's really the only value that's there. I put some extra stuff on there, but not a lot. All the extra goodies go to the Patreon members. Jose, your price is very reasonable compared to some other things I've seen on other shows. Agreed. There's a couple of channels that I wanted to buy merch from, but I'm not going to spend $35 on a t-shirt or $40 on a mug that's not even fistable. You know, our mugs are 100% fistable, 20 ounces. Eyes Wide Open, The Great Deception, they're interdimensional fallen ones. You might be right about that regarding UFOs. Alvaro, we all know at this point we're not alone. I tend to agree. Here's Hybrid, spreading the love. Northern Tribe, biblically accurate mug. Is that true, Father Dad? Slow mo don't apply when you're a member? I didn't know that. Richard Taylor, that's a big-ass mug. Yeah. That's a big-ass shot.
Do I watch the After Files live stream or do I punch myself in the face? Tough decision.
Stay Hellcat for 5. I haven't been subscribed long enough to chat, but long enough to send money. Well, you're appreciated. Yeah, I think we have, you have to be a subscriber for 8 weeks to be on there. It just helps keep the chat fun and calm. Like, I used to simulcast these streams to Twitch, to X/Twitter, and to Facebook. I stopped doing it because you can't control who's chatting. And Facebook viewers were the worst. Everything was like no matter what I'm talking about, there was political opinions from Facebook. No matter, I'm talking about aliens, they want to talk about Trump and Biden. That's what Facebook wants to talk about. And I'm not interested in doing that here. But TW says, maybe Three Eyes Alien, but designed to draw off the anger of the sun's solar maximum away from Earth. So maybe it's helping us. Barry, 2 super chats, flying to the USA in 8 days to see my wife. First time outside of Oz. We got married in May here in Queensland, going to see her and most of her family for Thanksgiving in Wisconsin. Well, welcome back. Does your wife live in Wisconsin and you live in Australia. Let me know how that's working. I'm interested in that. Jen's not. She's not paying attention. I can get away with whatever I want. Yeah, I'm fine. Andrew 5 Canadian. Maybe don't give it a Masonic name if you want us to believe it. Three Eye Atlas. That's, I hadn't thought of that. Or Third Eye Atlas / Globe World, i.e. Project Bluebeam. I like the way you think. Yeah, don't give it one of those names. KC got a gifted membership. Awesome. I tried to gift memberships in here, but it won't let me. But I don't, I'm a little rusty, as you can tell. Beezy's here. Someone asking for Rendlesham Forest. Yeah, I did a full episode on that. I think maybe debunked it. But a lot of people don't like it, me debunking it. John G., thank you for the $10 super sticker. Appreciate that. See, the flat earthers, you see how they are? It's all, caps lock is always on. If you're a flat earther, you don't even know what lowercase characters are. You caps lock everything. They're passionate. Barry, 35C to 0C for 3 weeks, then back to 35C. Love you, Paula. I don't know what that means. I think you might be sending code to agents in the field using Super Chat, which would be genius. Holisticology for 20. Thank you for keeping it as a family-friendly channel. The jokes are over our kiddos' heads, but I love it, and we like to snuggle up and have a good time watching. I'm glad that you think so. I try to keep the, even when the jokes are naughty, like the sponsor ads don't count. Sometimes those are filthy. And Haley writes those. She's the spicy ginger. I don't write those naughty jokes. She does. But the jokes in the episodes, I try to, it's like how Warner Brothers, like Bugs Bunny jokes. If you go back and watch those, there's so many jokes that we didn't get as kids that were for the adults. So like your kids don't know what BDE is, but you do. There's Chappie for 10, loves the channel with the creepy avatar.
Ooh, I love the profile picture on this one.
Gravy, what are the chances of doing an episode on Itzhak Bentov and Kundalini? I'll write that down to look into that. This is where I get a lot of the topic ideas right in here. Oh, my spell check doesn't like that word, Kundalini. I'll look into it. I don't believe this was real until my body started to actually unfold and heal itself. Yeah, I'll definitely look into that. Bird brain, gotta love a body ginger. Is that Gino messing with the settings? Don't do that. Oh, hands off? Okay. I just saw the chat come up. Do I leave it up there? Now we can do another poll. Speaking of, how's our poll doing? 51% just the comment chill, 49% alien ship. Wow, I hope you 49% are wrong. The entire internet is a sci-hop created after World War II. There's something to that. If we're talking ARPANET, which was the first internet, that was the DOD and DARPA created that. So you might be onto something. I like the way that kid thinks. Solan for 279 started seeing entities, Black Cube of Saturn. I think we're doing something on the Black Cube of Saturn. To check the list. Gino says yes. Gino's down there. I'll bring him up in a little bit when we cover some of the news. Ben says, Ewoks are homeless care bearers that lost their magical powers and got hooked on smack. Okay. Lisa's more worried about space junk. Me too. Lori, thank you for the super sticker. LRP sending 10 memberships to the chat. What's up, Irvin John? Travis helps. Travis shouting out Chino. Later, Sakash throws back, how do you chat on Discord? I think you just type at the bottom, but I don't know. Discord is confusing to me. Cryptic Sniper, William Cooper episode, please. Yep, we're definitely covering Bill Cooper. Behold a Pale Horse. Bill Cooper, if you don't know, he was hosting a radio show before 9/11, and he predicted the attacks and said it would be false flag. I don't know if you guys watched Tucker's documentaries on 9/11. All the conspiracies, I think, are true. So anyway, Bill Cooper predicted it. And then he predicted that the government was going to kill him. And the government killed him. He died in a shootout in his front yard with the police. There's C Sharp. C Sharp forever became a member. Good to see you. Cody's been here since 745 subs. All right, Andrew's back. What kind of insight does he have for us? Area 51-12, area 3693 to the third, Groom Lake runway lengths. Also note using the to the third notation there. Okay. I think he's sending messages to agents in the field. I think he's using us as a number station right now. Christy, that portrait of Satan is cursed. It's not a very good curse, though, because it kind of looks like a fifth grader drew it. It's not really that scary. But that was a common depiction of Satan. That wasn't like the Gigas Codex wasn't the first. Stop Propagandist says Alex Jones got his ideas from Cooper. I bet he got some of them from there. It didn't work out well for Alex. Thank you for that super sticker, Richie. Focus Trips Cat for 10. Found the White House 4 years ago when I was partially paralyzed and a vegetable in the hospital bed after a bad accident. I'm sorry about that. Been a huge fan. Says the channel eases my pen and helps me to get through. I hope you're doing okay, Focus. Hang in there. Leanne, did a TARDIS fly by? I didn't notice that. Master One, where is the Crab Cat reinforcements? I hope they stay away. Crab Cat is from the Shadow People episode, by the way, where I actually tell the story of my own shadow person experience, of which I'm not a believer, but it was still the scariest thing I've ever experienced before or since. I was in my 30s. Very scary. Robert says, we need a Mount Mother Effin' Hayes hooded sweatshirt. We don't have one of those? Where are our hoodies? I know we got the t-shirt. We've got this, not a hoodie though. So we need that to be a hoodie? I kind of agree. I just ordered this from the store, which got here in 3 days, and I didn't pay for that. I like the hoodie. I prefer the hoodie, and I like the zip front. Have Mel Gibson on, that'd be interesting. It would. P. Rizzle, welcome to the Madhouse. Lori, thank you for that. Oh, $69. Whoa.
That's me in the fishbowl. That's me on the YouTube. Begging you for money. Bye. More booze, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I need $10. I haven't got enough.
Wow, thank you for that, Lori. Wait, so Gigas is yet to be discussed. We could talk more about the book if you want to. I didn't think there was much else there. But if you want to talk about more about it, I'm down. I haven't looked into that cube, but I'm going to write that down because it just sounds cool. The apparition of Zeitun. Does that ring a bell, Gino? If Gino never heard of it, it may not be real. Weasel still using AOL. Love me, don't judge me. You still use it, huh? Amazing. Nuke says, hey, mate, we have a spiritual thing in Australia called the Min Min Lights. Yeah, I talked about those in the Ghostlight episode. They're lights that appear in the middle of nowhere where there's no electricity. I have a video of one where we go opal mining. You could send that over. I covered that a little bit in the Ghost Lights episode. Not a lot. Now we got into the Marfa lights and the Brown Mountain lights. And I debunked a few of them, but not all of them. Some of them you just can't explain. Ninja sending 5 memberships to the chat. Indy, please explain when you say we're not alone anymore. I just mean the aliens. And I don't necessarily know or think that they're here. I think what we're seeing is something else, something from here, maybe something very old. But I don't know. As far as alone in the universe, that just wouldn't make sense to me. There's just too much space. Justin loves the content. Hell Heckfish just said hi. What's your opinion on the 3 Atlas? My opinion is that it's just a comet. But there's some weird things about it, which we'll get into in a little bit. Indy, thank you for the buck. It's KB Wright. Is there any significance to the Booster Gold comic at the bottom of your book stack? Jeff Katz is a movie producer who became a friend of mine a few years ago. He's a fan of the channel. And he was one of the authors of the book. So he sent me one and I threw it under the bowl. So when people send me stuff, if it's cool and fun, it usually goes on the set somewhere. So you might see ninjas or butterflies on the board. You'll see Nerdrotic on the set. See a few things from Sean Ryan, Critical Drinkers up there. You know, people who send me stuff, it usually goes up there. Z-Tone Zytune appeared for 3 years. Million saw it in 1968. All right, that helps, 1968. I got a list going. Robert, you seen Jenkins. Is this live? No. No, this is not live. Gino, when you see the word Jenkins down there, what do you think of first?
Leroy Jenkins.
You know, it's kind of Gino. Matt Production, 5 Australian. Hey, and crew, will you do a video on Jonathan Reed? Very interesting stuff there. I'll take a look. Jonathan Reed, Australia. Is that where we're looking? Dr. Flay just logged into AOL. Mischief, you remember that Leroy Jenkins, right? Hannah Marie does. DMT gods are real, huh? I think we're going to cover DMT, or specifically about the entities and some of that. I have to kind of steer it away from drug use, which is annoying. But I still want to talk about DMT and the pineal gland. We're working on it now. Sandy sent you a link to the GC story. Skim through it, and you're talked about in it. Which GC story? Did I miss something? I don't like when I show up in the news at all. Oh, Barry lives in Queensland, and Paul lives in Wisconsin. All right, that's a healthy marriage, I think. It's 5,000 miles apart. More? God bless. JT, I haven't looked into Myron Fagan, but I will. Myron Fagan. Keith is a fellow New Yorker upstate. Upstate New York is kind of more Canada than New York. But, you know, still nice to talk to a New Yorker. I just joined, now come back and get me out of here. I'm just teasing. I love upstate New York. I have a lot of family there now. And this is a nice time of year. We're going to get into 3 Atlas a little bit. 08. I think it's just the comment, but we'll look at some of the arguments for and against. Just want to get through a couple of super chats here. There's Emma. Thank you for the $20. Tomb says mushrooms can do the same. It's a little different in my experience. I think it's a little bit different. Morgath, I played World of Warcraft when it was somewhat new a long time ago, but I didn't really stick with it. It's just, I prefer shooters and fast-moving game. Like, The Witcher 3 is a legendary game, right? It changed the industry. It's too slow for me. I still acknowledge it's genius, but it, you know, I want to jump in and just start shooting stuff. I'm Carmine Ragusa on Xbox, by the way, if you want to team up. Right now, we're playing Borderlands 4. Pharmacist, thank you for the two. We need an episode about psychedelics, dude. We're working on it. Cody, thank you for that. Jack, thanks for the five. Fear the Crab Cat. Stingray, I played Fallout when it was new. Also a little bit slow. Byakuya, Witcher 3 is amazing. It is, but I just... Maybe my attention span is too short. AC's in the chat. Somewhat talked me into getting the new Battlefield game. I haven't installed it yet, but just bought it. If you guys are playing that. Anastasia, he's right about Upstate being a whole different world, though. It is. Once you get out of Westchester, it's different. It's nicer. It's nicer, especially now. You know, when I lived in New York City, the last time I lived in the city was 2005, before I moved to LA. New York was great. New York City was amazing. Not so much anymore. And it's going to get worse. There's Tay, pointer for 10. How is the episode on the Dulles Brothers coming along? I stalled a little bit, but let me leave me a note to get back into it. I stopped working on it because I was hitting the government really hard for a little while there. So I thought I would take a step back. I'm also writing down Rocco's Basilisk, which has been on my list forever. But now that we've mentioned it, everyone is doomed to die. That's what that means. That's what Rocco's means, or Rocco's. So Toy Painter, that's not going away. It just stalled a little bit while I get a couple of lighter episodes out. Mark, you got a gig on the History Show. Awesome. At least you will tell the truth about whatever they want you to do. It was when I first started doing that show, it was a point of contention because here's the inside scoop, and they hate that I talk about this, but you know, it's just us. You get all the topics and questions in advance so you could prepare. And I think I don't know how many times I've episodes that have aired, but I think I've done five. And going to do two more in a couple of months. So a few of those times I was contributing were, it was content that I'd already done. So I knew the content pretty well and they used my videos as research. So the Chronovisor, for example. So it was kind of easy to get into it. But then there were other episodes I had no idea what they were. Like the haunted buildings episode, the one that was just off Naples. I didn't know any of that stuff, but they give you the questions in advance, the topics, research. And then you just sit and they kind of say, all right, here's what we want you to talk about. So initially, they had me sort of talking about like the Chronovisor, that it's real. And I told them, I said, I can't do that, guys, because I debunked this thing in the episode and you guys don't debunk it at all. So we got, I don't mind being a little bit, I don't know, intriguing, enticing. But I can't flat out say that it's real because it's definitely not. And so let's rework it. And they were accommodating. And then I watched the edit to see if they were sneaky in the cut, but they were cool. But yeah, everybody gets all that stuff in advance. It's not like we're just riffing. Zombie, are you from the future and came back to educate us and drop hints to the truth? No. The truth is there. You just got to dig. Focus. AJ's an honest man. I try to be. I'm honest with you guys. I haven't got into Skinwalker Ranch because it's a TV show and how many people can talk about it? And I could debunk so much of it, not all of it, but so much of it that I don't feel like fighting with the fans in the comments about it. And they're there. JJ, I'm glad you liked the Rogan appearance. It was fun. So unlike the other shows, like Sean's show is, I got a heads up on what we're going to talk about in advance. And I read it and I was like, oh no, there was a couple of spicy topics in there. Like Patriot Act, you had me get into. Sean just kind of gives you bullet points. Like here are the things I'm interested in that may come up. The Unexplained, they give you the outline of the show. Here's what we're going to talk about. On Joe, nothing. It's just sit. He's got nothing in front of him. And I took out my notes, and before we went on, I took out my notes, and he's like, what's that? I said, just some notes. So he's like, you need notes? And I was like, I guess not. And I put the book away. So I had no idea what was going to come up. But we did talk a lot about crop circles, which it was fine. That was one of our better episodes. But I just kind of followed where he was interested. If I saw his eyes light up, I just kept talking about that until we moved on to something else. But there were a few times I wish we'd gotten into, but we didn't. Maybe do it again at some point. When the basement launches, we'll reach out to Joe and see if they'll have me back. There's Leon for five. Greetings from the Black Hills of South Dakota. South Dakota. All right. That's crazy horse country. Humble beginnings equate greatness. I'm so glad this channel is still awesome. Thank you. I think it stays consistent. Not as consistent as I like it to be. But I try to keep it fun and interesting. Gary lives near Wright Patterson AFB. Everything's been moved. Nothing there anymore. That's true. Nothing is there anymore. I think it was on an Ancient Aliens episode a year or two ago where Giorgio went there. May have been a different show. It would have been Prometheus, where Giorgio went there and got a tour around the hangars and stuff. So obviously there's nothing there. But I think Wright Patterson, Area 51, all the kind of the famous AFBs, Kirtland, for sure, all that stuff has moved out of there. Fast Hemi for five. Fast Hemi machinist. Always looking for a Hemi mechanic. There's Rob for two. We promised aliens 3,000 years ago. We still may get them yet. Margaret watched the Sean Ryan episodes. I hope you liked it. I like the Rogan appearance better. Farrell, that's very nice of you to say. Mike, what's the place is known or suspected of ET tech? It's assuredly been moved. I totally agree. Oh no, I've got a sneeze on deck, but I don't think I can get it. Tom says, yeah, Rogan was better, but both good. All right, great. Appreciate that. I'm not going to, I should know by now to never insult myself in the live chat on a live stream because people will just agree with me. Like, oh, I looked fat in that episode. And then 500 people like, oh, yeah, you definitely looked a little tubby. So I better just keep that to myself. Andrew's back. What does he got? Triple X dot triple X T triple X dot 33 YouTube, Spotify, all three. Right, invert, forms, Masonic, space. He's definitely communicating with somebody. But look, he's got like 30 or 40 bucks in there. We got to let him get the messages out. Mischief, we hide those comments. Appreciate that. The fat alien camera puts on 50 pounds. So do cheeseburgers during COVID. Those will put on the pounds as well. Mitzi for two, love the Count Saint Germain episode. I'm glad you do. I'm going to redo that one with a little bit of new information. It's not going to be a two-parter because that was a terrible mistake. So we're going to redo that one maybe before the end of the year because it's an easy lift. Sorry, the orange glasses need to be cleaned. Trash Panda, cheeseburgers. I know. I eat cheeseburgers a lot. That's why I need to lose about 5 pounds. I think we're looking all right, though. We're up to 74 push-ups in 60 seconds. I don't think I can beat it. Gino, can you do 74 push-ups in 60? No way. Can you do 20? He could do two. He could do two push-ups. Gino does bong hits in between his push-ups. That's why it takes him a while. Leah, you need to lose 0 pounds. No, I need to. Let me just show you. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. It's just a little bit too much back there. Spend a little bit too much time back there and not enough time with the tonal upstairs. Brock, I can't be in live. Brock has to protect my location. Well, I'm honest that I say I'm in Vegas, but I don't go much more specific than that. I'm the far west part of Vegas. If you guys are local, you know what that is. But like, people ask me what car I drive. I'm not telling you that. tell you what car I drive. I get hate mail for some, for reasons. Fast Hemi, I don't need the mechanic anymore, but with Dad's 49 Ford, we had a Hemi in there. Could have used some help with it. Nathan, do you do Blaze? I don't know what you mean. Do you mean Glenn Beck's thing? If that's what you mean, then no, I wouldn't want to do anything that's specifically political. I got an invite from Tucker, which I'll probably do at the beginning of the year, but I don't want to go political on there. I just want to talk about aliens and conspiracies. Oh, Grand Canyon interview. Okay. Is what we're talking about, GC. I'm not near a pawn shop, but there's plenty of those here. I'm in the burbs. I'm in the suburbs. Like, it's green and there's parks and kids playing. It's not like the studio's down by the strip. So, like, if I go in early, I see all the hookers there, which I buy them breakfast. I'm honest about it. They're usually in front of the liquor store, and I'll go there and I'll buy them breakfast. It's a hard gig. Remember, I used to work at a brothel. I understand. I haven't listened to Operation Mindcrime, but I'll check it out. Oh, the new house, the neighbor's dogs are just howling. I need some advice on how to deal with that, because they're not open to constructive criticism. Marlene, thank you for that. Julian, do you believe in any conspiracy? If you do, which and why? I believe in most of them. Most of them have come true, certainly since I've been doing the show, whether it's COVID or 9/11. It's all true. Cindy, what was my first car was a 1977 white Thunderbird with a red vinyl interior and a broken passenger seat. I like that car. Deanna, the Vegas comments are funny. I think I missed them. JDE, contact animal control. Okay, on call Hassan Piker. I hear he knows how to deal with dogs. We have the same manager, but I won't bring that up. Corey, why block me, bro? Did someone block you? I didn't. I can still see your comments. But individuals can block you, and I can't do anything about it. If someone gets blocked, they probably earned it. I'm not saying you did, but usually they do. Oh, here we go again. There he goes with the comments. But you notice the price is getting smaller. I mean, we were 10, now we're down to 2. So, Andrea, you got to go 5. You got to go 5 for me to show him. I wrote that one down, Cubes. Mr. Bob, episode about Palantir is a good idea. Palantir and government data collection. If you haven't seen the episode that I did on Titan Point, you'd probably like that one. That's 33 Thomas Street, the AT&T Long Lines building. We'll get into all that in the Snowden documents.
Palantir, I don't know. That Palantir is not a good idea. You're going to get us all deleted.
You think we would get deleted?
I mean, Palantir is not like a story that's over. It's a live thing going on that's affecting all Americans. It's, you know, I don't know what if we told the juicy, salacious stuff about Palantir, it might not, you know, be great. But hey, you know, you like to push the envelope.
I like to push it. Luke just stumbled on the live stream just now. All hail Hucklefish. Welcome aboard, Luke. Kathleen, are you in an apartment? No, I'm in a house. I can use an air horn or a hose. I wouldn't want to use I would consider a hose maybe a salt. It's not the dog's fault. Dogs bark. It's owners that just will let them howl and howl. So I have a couple of those ultrasonic dog trainers. I'll zap the dogs with that, but I don't think those work that well. Kind of annoying. Gary, do you keep up with Portland protesting? I do. That's That's why I'm always taking shots at Portland. I guess they don't watch the stream because it just keeps getting worse over there. And I love that city. I loved Portland. Loved. But it's not the same city. Tyler, thoughts on meeting Joe Rogan? Well, he's been friends with Gino for like 15 years. So I've met Joe plenty of times. He didn't remember when I walked in there. Here's the quick story. I walk in to Joe's studio. He's not there. There's just security there, just not around. And I have a bag of stuff for him. A Heck of Fish plushie and some other, you know, challenge coins and stuff. He finally comes out. It's like 2 minutes before we go on. I hand him the stuff and he goes, "What is this?" I said, "Oh, it's a plushie and it's a, you know, just some swag." And he's like, I said, "Well, if you don't like it, you know, give it to one of your daughters." And he goes, "My daughters are teenagers. They think this is stupid. I'll give it to the dog." I was like, "Oh, okay." And then he didn't even look at the other stuff. He just left it. He's like, "All right, let's go." And I walked in there kind of like already kind of deflated. But he brought Hecklefish in at least. And I think he's still on the table, last I checked.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that was a move, a power move, because if it was, it worked. No, it wasn't. Joe's not like that. He doesn't care enough.
By the way, on the Z-Town apparition, a few people mentioned.
Yeah.
I have that in research as part of... the other apparition that happened with the Fatima experience. So I thought they would be a good one together.
That could be a good idea. Santa's saying you thought you doing a full episode on Richard Doty. I haven't because I cover him so much, and Doty's still around. You know, he's in his 80s. He's an old guy. I don't want to just keep hammering him to make a specific episode on him. Besides, I'd like to have him in the basement to talk. Right, Gino? You think he'd be a good guy to talk to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think so. I mean, he's got to be aware of us talking about him, so why wouldn't he want to refute some of it? I mean, yeah. He refutes it not directly to us, but when he's talking to other people, I mean, he's basically said, you know, even though a lot of this stuff isn't, you know, I was doing disinformation, a lot of it is true. So it's hard to tell what's what.
Bishop, I really wish you'd see this. I see it. I belong to an organization that if I showed you a symbol, you'd know what it is. I can send proof of what I am. I get those comments a lot. Just send it and we'll take a look. But I get comments like that a lot. I have information that would blow your mind if you only knew what it was. And then that's the whole message. That's like the whole email. Just send it. You don't need to do cliffhangers. I'm interested. I look at all the UFO videos people send me. I even used a couple of them in episodes. Tino, thank you for coming by Amaranth Stream. Doing a lot of conspiracy segment, and we've been watching a lot of Wild Files. Tino, I didn't go on there. She just ran a couple of episodes. I don't know her. You don't know her, do you, Gino?
No, I don't.
We just showed up on there. At least she was cool. She was cool about it. Justine, if you opened my eyes to a lot of things, I'm glad. Darren, what are your thoughts on 9/11, all the facts on demolition, not terrorist? It's demolition, not terrorist. Terrorists were part of it for sure. But I got demolition. You, Gino? You want to say?
Well, I haven't shared it with you yet, but I have a rabbit hole document on 9/11 that I've just been holding on to for when we ever decide to do it. I think we should talk about it at next production meeting, because I think what we should do is like its own thing. Maybe it's not a Y Files, but maybe because we're not going to get to the bottom and figure it out and debunk anything. We could only talk about all of the different theories that are there. So I think it's worth it. I mean, there's just obviously so much info, and the document I have will have you stunned on all of the things. I mean, it's not even just the normal stuff like the implosion and things like that. You know, it goes all the way to hologram. Yeah.
I think Tucker kicked the door open with that episode.
TMZ also did one recently that I think is a good companion to Tucker's that talks about the other plane that almost got hijacked, that they're sure would have been another hijacked plane. That's worth watching too.
Gus, any plans to do a deep dive on JFK, RFK? Well, I just did a JFK episode, Lee Harvey Oswald, all that. I just covered that. Mike Peters, if it's aliens, we'll make great pets. And now that song is in my head. Is that Jane's? Or is that porno?
No, porno, yeah. Porno for pyros.
Okay, Three Atlas. July 1st, 2025, NASA's Atlas telescope detected Three Atlas, the third known interstellar object to visit our solar system. It reached its closest approach to the sun on October 29th and 30th, just a couple of days ago. Harvard astronomer Avi Loeb proposed it might be alien technology, assigning a 30 to 40% probability it's not fully natural. The object exhibits eight unusual characteristics and made its perihelion while hidden behind the sun. The perfect time for an Oberth maneuver. So, a gravity assist if we wanted to change course undetected.
Now, I'm up to 15 anomalies. I got a list that I've been keeping as it goes on.
For interstellar or anomalies of the?
For Three Eye Atlas.
Okay, so we've got the trajectories aligned with within 5% of the ecliptic. So the chances of that are 0.2%.
Yep.
The perihelion occurred while it was behind the sun. So if it wanted to change course, that would be the way to do it because we can't see anything in that direction. Nobody can. Sunward jet behavior was anomalous. That was strange. And the nickel detection, as we've never seen nickel, that before.
Without iron. Nickel without right. iron. So there are a few other things. Number one, it's the most massive thing that we've ever seen. It's 1,000 times bigger than Oumuamua. It's comparable in volume to the entire Manhattan Island. And it doesn't show non-gravitational acceleration despite visible evaporation going on. So it should, since visible evaporation is going on, it should have acceleration. And that's,
And it's strange. Did you see that very quietly NASA spun up its impact watch?
I did not see that.
About 3 weeks. It was pretty scary because, Three Atlas is not going to touch us. But if something like that did, that's a planet killer. That's way bigger than Chicxulub and the KT impact.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would happen if it hit Mars instead?
It would be a big show. But nobody would be killed. I mean, unless there's a civilization on Mars and they were in trouble. But assuming there's not, it would just be a big show. It's kind of like when Shoemaker Levy went into the Jupiter. Yeah. Like if that would have destroyed the Earth because that thing broke up into a bunch of impacts and it just, but we were able to see that from here with a telescope. Like you could see it right in your front yard. If you have a decent dark sky. So if that hit Mars, I bet we would be able to see that.
I mean, we have orbiters at Mars anyway, so we would see it.
No, I mean from like my front yard, my telescope. I think we'd be able to see it.
One of the most recent things about Three Eye Atlas that just came out, I only heard about it today, was that near the perihelion, it has now been detected that it has a bluer color. And as it neared the sun, it became bluer than the sun itself. And blue light usually indicates like a high temperature of emissions or ionized gases. So a comet should be redder than the sun if it's just reflecting sunlight. So Avi Loeb came out today and said this is just another anomaly. I think he called it the ninth anomaly of it. And also it's super bright. It's brighter than we predicted. As it passed closest to the sun, it brightened rapidly and reaching a magnitude of nine. That suggests there was a massive outburst of gas and dust beyond the standard thermal models. Right.
I got if you don't follow Avi Loeb on Medium, you definitely should, because he's really interesting. So there was a glow extending out to 300,000 kilometers around through Atlas, comparable to the scale of a plume of carbon dioxide traced by the Sphere Space Observatory in August. 300,000 kilometers. So what is that in miles for normal people? About 500,000 miles? Something like that? No, fewer. 120,000, something like that? That's a lot. That's a lot.
About that light, the instead of the tail pointing away from the sun, it's the other way. It showed like the plume directed towards the sun, which, you know, contradicts known. There's like solar wind interaction models, and that it should have been the other way.
Not always. That's not that unusual for the plume to face the sun. But I wonder if its speed has something to do with that. So it was earlier observation showed it to be red, and now it's distinctly bluer than the sun.
And why that also matters is it shouldn't be able to heat up that much. It should not be able to get so hot to be bluer than the sun.
Yeah, and not if there's a lot of nickel in that. So it makes its closest approach to Earth on December 19th, and it will be observable at twilight. So during the month of December, telescopes will be able to characterize through Atlas in great detail. New data suggests that it will likely emerge from perihelion brighter than before. And so the authors of the new paper say the reason for its rapid brightening far exceeds the brightening rate of most Oort cloud comets at similar distances from the sun. Why this happens remains unclear. So if this is extrasolar, then it's not from the Oort cloud. It's from outside of that, which I'm pretty sure it is. So scientists think, you know, we've had three extrasolar objects that we've observed and documented, but scientists think there's probably 10,000. You know, now that we know what we're looking for. You know, people ask me about the conspiracies scare me and breakdown of society. They don't. I'm not worried about any of that stuff. I'm not worried about the CIA. I'm worried about impacts and solar storms. That's what scares me.
Here's another one I wrote down. The ALMA detected trajectory shift suggests that mass loss or another force, but the magnitude and timing don't match typical comet behavior. It indicates possible episodic or non-standard gas release or a still unknown driving mechanism, you know, talking about if it could have, you know, some kind of engine to it.
Right. So Dr. Loeb was talking about non-gravitational acceleration at the perihelion. From data obtained by the Atacama Large Millimeter Array. There's a lot of formulas in here. If you're just listening, I apologize. A lot of formulas.
About the non-gravitational acceleration, it had like a sudden shift. So for months, the object showed no push away from the sun, despite the evidence of the mass loss. Of it losing, you know, water vapor and everything like that. And that behavior is unlike typical comets, which always show acceleration due to solar outgassing. As right. of late October 2025, however, the measurable deviation 4 arc seconds was detected. It's the first sign of a non-gravitational force at work. It's hard for me to even understand that.
Non-gravitational acceleration would indicate something artificial. Kind of like, I don't think they've explained Oumuamua's acceleration as it left the solar system. You know, maybe it was a gravity assist, but I think there's debate on that. Dr. Loeb says we should detect, because of the speed, we should detect a massive cloud of gas around 3 Atlas in November, December, if the non-gravitational acceleration resulted from cometary evaporation. So we'll find out. if there's a lot of gas, then it's just outgassing. But if there's not, then it's an engine. But it's not an engine.
And the
last thing is, if we do not observe a massive cloud of gas, this is what I was just mentioning, in December, then the reported non-gravitational acceleration near perihelion might be regarded as a technological signature of a propulsion system. Go ahead.
So another one I wrote down was the polarization of light is anomalous. It exhibited a very negative polarization signature. This form of light scattering has never been seen in any other comet. Now, again, that's pulled out of one of Avi Loeb's, from one of his talks. I don't exactly understand what that is. Negative polarization signature.
Uniquely distinct polarization properties from solar, so distinct from the other interstellar objects like Tuai Borisov. So he's just explaining how polarization works. So light's photons move in a wave, right? So you can cancel the wave out. It's like when you have polarized lenses, that's what that means. Canceling the wave.
And so why is that anomalous?
I'm not sure why that's strange. He's not really explaining it yet. He's just saying the combination of low inversion angle and extreme negative polarization is unprecedented among comets and asteroids. Just an anomaly. I don't know why that would be strange. And I don't know why, if it's technology, why that would be necessary.
You know, he had an interesting commentary on the government shutdown with it, too. Not that, you know, it's conspiracy, but he said, look, even if the government is shut down, NASA is collecting the data. They don't have to share it with the public, but they should share it with the science community. You know, because this is happening in real time right now. And for the scientists not to get the data, it's you're missing out on you know, the life of the story.
So Dr. Loeb saying Oumuamua was bizarre, cigar-shaped, tumbling end over end, showing no signs of a comet tail despite accelerating away from the sun. Yeah, that was strange. Dr. Loeb proposed it could be alien technology, specifically a light sail. Most scientists favor natural explanations, but its true nature remains debated. I don't think it's been explained. A light sail. Now, that was a small object compared to what this thing is. Which I think speaks to it being natural. Oumuamua could, you know, if I had to, you know, with a gun to my head, I would say it's natural. But I lean much more with that one being artificial because it's small. You know, if you wanted to send a probe, like if we wanted to send a probe somewhere and we knew there was some type of civilization that was somewhat intelligent, if that's what we are, you'd want it to fly under the radar, literally. You'd want to send something small. You wouldn't want to send something the size of Manhattan. They're going to see it. All right, it looks like they said they solved the 70-year-old UFO mystery. This is where they were looking at old photographs and seeing weird lights in the sky. Mm-hmm. Research published in October 25 finally explains mysterious lights photographed in the sky between 1949 and 57 by the Palomar Observatory, California. The transient objects, as they call them, appearing on photographic plates correlated directly with nuclear weapons tests, not alien craft. See, I have a bone to pick with that analysis.
We didn't have any satellites then, didn't we?
No. First,
so we were doing nuclear tests up there before we even have satellites?
No, not nuclear tests in space, I don't think.
So what were on the photographs? Because when the photographs came out, it was, hey, there are UFOs in the sky before we ever had satellites. That was news that came out that she was analyzing all of the data before satellites were there, and UFOs are everywhere in these photographs.
Right. Yeah, so Newsweek took the image down. Oh, here's one. Oh, it's fake. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think this analysis is maybe too dismissive on the debunking side, because we can see UFOs at nuclear tests. We can see them. I think you can see them at Bikini Atoll. You know, at the Castle Bravo test, I think you can see weird stuff in the sky.
Yeah, that actually came up in another one I'm doing research on, that they did. It wasn't Bikini Atoll, but they had a weapon that they were shooting into the air to explode. And what it was supposed to do is knock out any nuclear missiles. It should have been able to do that by shooting out X-rays. And when they did it, there is on film a UFO during the test of it.
And do you know which test that was?
I do. I got it in my notes. It has to do with JFK actually as well. That okay. Could have been part of why he got assassinated. But let me pull that. I'll see if I could pull that up quickly while we're talking here.
While you're looking for that, here's the image that they're talking about. If you see on the left side, the objects are circled, but on the right side, they're gone. But the sky remains static. Well-known strand of UAP lore, we can just call them UFOs, suggesting that nuclear weapons may attract UFOs to observe the events. I think that's true. I'm not a debunker. I'm an open-minded skeptic. I think that's true.
I think it was called Project Bluegill. Let me see if I can find
some live research here. Operation Fishbowl, U.S. nuclear tests.
It's not that. Give me a minute. I got most of my info here. I just got to roll through it.
All right. In the meanwhile, let's queue up the Hellfire missile video. Hopefully that's not taken down.
Now, that was brought to Congress by Representative Burchett, and recently, like, he was interviewed as he's walking down the street about that and different things, and he's like, there are multiple deep water places that we are aware of, six in particular, that are heavily UFO sightings that we don't have much video of, because there's no reason to be around these deep water places in the oceans, but they correlate with all these sightings. So you got this congressman who's talking about it.
Right. I think Burchett talked about this with Tucker. Here's the missile. Missile bounces off this mystery aircraft. It's just water. I don't like to be buzzed on the live stream. Another shot of it. There's George again. I'm assuming Jeremy's back there as well.
Yes. This was George was testifying at this hearing. So with that, I was at a conference and Mike Barra was there, and he is dismissing this video, saying that is, I think that is a balloon, is what he's saying it's hitting. And he also said it can't be a Hellfire missile because they don't get shot from drones. It's a different type of Hellfire missile than the one everyone thinks. Now, to me, I don't know. It's a very amazing video. I said I can't debate you, Mike, but this is a pretty compelling video.
Well, you can't debate Barra on anything. If you say the sky is blue and he disagrees, he'll convince you it's not. So it looks like the theories are foreign adversary technology, classified U.S. technology, black project, or non-human origin. So the U.S. has a history of testing classified tech that looks like UFOs, the SR-71, the Blackbird, the F-117. That would explain why the Pentagon doesn't want to talk about it. Live fire testing against real weapons is how military validates the systems. And the Yemen theater allows for testing away from public scrutiny. So one of the theories is they're testing AI-controlled defensive drones with advanced materials. And it could be. And, you know, Congress isn't read into SAPs, to the special access programs. They're just, they're not read into it. And they're not going to be. They're temp employees. Some arguments for being alien are the flight characteristics, hovering, instant acceleration, defying known physics. The material science, deflect to hellfire, suggests technology beyond current capabilities. Historical pattern, this is similar to reports for 80 years across all nations. And this was corroborated by multiple credible witnesses, pilots, military, scientists. DOD's inability to explain after decades of study suggests foreign origin beyond Earth. And bouncing off the missile implies force field or exotic matter that we don't understand.
Now, also interesting, when it hits it, you could see two things sort of break off. I don't know if that's part of the missile or if that's part of what it hit, but they continue along in the gravitational pull of it.
You could see pieces falling off, but that helped, the missile just bounces off the thing. You could see it right. Where's the missile? You could see it right here. See, the missile just bounces off of it. But so a couple of pieces fall off.
Yep, right there. Like right under where your cursor is. You could see that there are pieces that just travel along with it.
They travel along with it.
So, I mean, gravity works one way. It goes down. There's no reason things should continue along.
Unless it's a balloon.
What right. Mike said is when there are those things that are outside of it it's just part of how the balloons work. That's what we're seeing the debris of. Well, but how could a hellfire missile not blow up a balloon?
And it wouldn't bounce off like that. They have cropped out the trajectory information here, which is annoying because you can get a good idea of how fast things are going just by doing some trigonometry. Like the Go Fast video, it could be debunked just by doing some trigonometry that it might have just been a balloon not going all that fast. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm just saying when you have this additional data, you can draw some conclusions. That is not moving like a balloon, though.
So I did find the research that I was looking for when we're ready.
Well, what are people saying? What do you think this is? Do you think it's a UFO with a force field?
I mean, I borderline on the ridiculous, but that's what it seems like to me. The biggest issue with this is, we don't know where this came from. This didn't go through the normal ways. Burleson, Representative Burleson, who got this video, got it from an anonymous source, not from like the military.
Right. Thanks for the super chats, guys. Hold off on those unless you just want to donate and support the channel. That's great. But I try to read as many as I can. We're only going till 4:30. But while we're talking about the news, let's do a quick giveaway. Let's give away, I think it's a $50 gift card to the Wi-Fi store, and we'll send you a video, custom video of Victoria's feet. You just have to let us know if you want her in shoes or socks or just want bare toes. So what are we doing for the word here? Cat. Yeah, fix it. Okay. All right, let me see in the chat if someone's got an idea for a word. Alien Toes. All right, Alien Toes is your word. Here's how it works. Just type Alien Toes, one word in the chat, A-L-I-E-N-T-O-E-S, one word, and you'll be automatically entered to win a $50 gift card to the Wi-Fi store. We'll let that roll for a little bit. Alien Toes is the word. Alien Ties will not work, MK. It's Alien Toes. Alien Toes is not going to work. Lizard is a good word, but that's not going to work either. Ice Makers. Like, can you hear the ice maker over my mic?
No.
It's louder than the dogs. All right, Alien Toes is the word. Do you want me to pull up a link?
Let me tell you. Maybe you can pull it up quick. So here's I met a few years back at Contact in the Desert a guy named Shiva, who's a physicist, and I told you about him. He's like a rock and roll physicist. I really like the guy. So he's the one who shot this to me after watching some of our episodes. And this is how he starts out. Bluegill triple prime, the linchpin event. Why October 26, 1962 changes everything. Because it could prove, because we could prove that it happened. It shows the UFO in the video, and it breaks the Air Force's monopoly, because the Navy, this is Navy video, and the Air Force used to only be UFOs at that point, and it directly caused JFK's assassination.
I think this is the video. The Bluegill Prime nuclear disaster. A Thor ICBM armed with a live nuclear warhead catches fire and explodes on the launch pad at Johnson Atoll. It's an 18-minute video. I don't know.
You might want to put in Bluegill Prime UFO and see if you get something pulled from that.
Let's check that. Bluegill Prime UFO. I'm not seeing it.
And I know I have it in the research somewhere, but we'll have to save that for if it becomes a story.
We'll do it next time.
I think it's an interesting topic. And again, with the JFK tie-in, I think it could become a full episode, almost like a second companion to the one we just did on Maury Island.
Edith Moses will say again.
It's same time frame as Maury Island and Chrisman and everything like that.
Oh, that's true. 62, right. That's right. Gertie's Toes will not win, but that's very funny. Yeah, Alien Toes is the free goodies word. Northern Tribe, where's Andrew? I need him to type Ligma. Eating Toes will not work, Uncle Deuce. Very funny.
Another weird tie into it is I think Jeff Bezos's grandfather had something to do with it, with DARPA, and that's in the research.
Well, that sounds like a good one. Robin Keller, thank you for the 10. Been loving the videos for a long time. As a creator myself, I know what it takes to put content together and put it out. It's not easy and it's time consuming. Way to go and congrats on the success. Thanks, Robert. It is not easy. You know, I love doing the channel, but I do work about 100 hours a week on average. I need a vacation. It's been a while. There's Andrew. Still for $2. No, it's only $2. Got to get rid of it. Instead, we got KCV to please make lizard people t-shirts. Use the mug graphic. I'll write that down. Merch ideas always welcome. And you could submit merch ideas on the website, I think. So lizard people t-shirts with the mug graphic. Alien hose is not going to work, Edward. Limitless, it was noticed. I'm dead.
In the chat, there's a Bezos lover. He's mad that I'm bringing up his grandfather.
Well, you weren't insulting the guy, right?
I mean, I just said he, you know, was part of the story and had something to do with DARPA. He's a I think he might have been a founding member is what I got here. Let's see. Jeff Bezos' grandfather, Lawrence Preston Gise, G-I-S-E.
Oh, we'll have to look into that. That's a good nugget. There's Obi-Wan. First time Super Chat. Been watching for nearly 3 years. Love the channel. It's the best thing on YouTube. Appreciate that.
Whoa, this is one smart human. Are you sure you're not pot goldfish?
Here is Chappie for $50. You know what that means.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Human. I want you to know I said human. Thank you for all the dough tipping. As I'm sure you will find, always is a good time.
Ooga-chaka, ooga-chaka,
ooga-chaka. It's fun to tip the F-I-S-H. It's fun to tip the F-I-S-H.
Chappie said, what if ghosts and other explainables are fourth dimensional? And do you know anything about DMT? I know a little bit about DMT. I've used it. It's not a recreational activity. It's, you know, it's for psychonauts and exploring. I don't think I was able to break through. But we'll do an episode on it. I'll explain what's going on in the brain and why we all may be seeing the same alien entities. Ghosts fourth dimensional. I guess they would be more, unless you mean time. But you might be onto something that ghosts are extra dimensional.
I'd like to say two things about this. One, about the DMT. A few things in the episode we talk about are this waiting room, which is something that a lot of people have a shared experience of. Also, machine elves, which is the type of entity a lot of people see.
They do.
And then, the third thing, which is recent, is this laser experiment where people are having the shared experience of seeing stuff inside of a laser while on DMT that looks like hieroglyphics almost. And it exists in like a plane of sight as you look up and down. It moves like you're looking through a slit in a window, you know?
Make like sure that we remember that for the episode. Yeah. That's very interesting. It's almost dreaming.
Yeah, I got that in the research. And now about the ghosts, I feel the same way. Like I would throw spirits out of ghosts because most ghosts are poltergeists and non-seen entities. So if we're talking about unseen entities that have a way to interact with this dimension or where we are, I think it's very possible that most ghost activity is something other than humans that have died. I think maybe the spirits that people see, could be a human that died because they're going, oh, it looks like, the girl who killed herself or whatever. But most poltergeist and paranormal activity is not a seen spirit. So I think there's right. Something to what we're saying there on extra dimensional non-human intelligence.
Zedro, actual toast is not going to win, but I appreciate that. Mentos, the fresh maker, will not win. But that's very funny. The waiting room is a thing, says Brock. You can read about in a short book by Brian Weiss. Many live, yes. Many masters. I highly recommend. It's in my Kindle. World Eats, I've seen the MH370 UFO video. I'm not convinced. That's debunked, isn't it, Gino?
It has been debunked for the most part. There's a guy, Ashton Forbes, who is like the leader in this. And forever, he was wasn't saying it's debunked, but the person who created the video or says he created the video actually came out. However, I think it's been said now that what that video shows is how it would work, and it did work the same way. It's hard to exactly figure out, but it's hard for me. The guy Ashton, I met him, I talked to him. It's hard for me, I take everything he says with a grain of salt.
People asking,
he's an okay guy.
How Bubba's doing? There's Bubba in the corner. He's the biggest cat by far at 11 months. It almost looks like an alien. Lizard toes will not win when Atlantis. L Hicks says, I'm not debunked. We'll look at it. It's been covered so much that I don't think I can bring anything new. That's kind of what we do here, is talk about some of that stuff that's not really an episode.
It comes up in production meetings often. We just can't really figure out a way to do it where we'll give it, do it justice to make it an interesting enough episode for you guys, for the audience.
Right. All right, last call for Alien Toes. Last call, Alien Toes. All right, here we go. Let's draw. There's Justin Nurse, Thomas Chad, Ricky, Jerry, Warren, Anna, Mr. Cliff, Lucky, Stephen, Ernia, Brendan, Chainsaw, Justin, Jim, it's actually Penguin, Margaret Slizak is the winner. Congratulations, Margaret. Congratulations. You just won a gift card for the Wife House store. Just hop onto Discord and open a ticket, and we will take care of you.
Isn't that the bad guys in Land of the Lost?
I thought so, too. Aren't those the... Oh, this is Lisa. We got 14 minutes left. Gino, thank you for your help today. I appreciate it.
See you guys soon.
There we go. Signing off. Salute. John Rock, Rocco's Rocco's. We're going to do it because it's such a weird story. It's one of those things like once you read and learn about it, you're doomed to death. So I have to find the right approach to make it family friendly. There's Adventures with the Ivories for 498. AJ, wife and I enjoy your episodes while out on the road. All right, respect for you and your team. Have you done an episode on Bill Cooper or still plan to? Still plan to. Definitely doing it because I love the subject. Crossover with Ninjas Are Butterflies. I have their merch on the wall. I just don't know what I would do, what I would talk about, because I'm not an expert in any of this stuff. I'm only an expert for 1 week. So I know everything about Codex Gigas right now. Next week, I'll forget all of it. Weather Girl, good to see you. All right, let me make sure I'm getting everybody out here. There's David, 1976, Nighttime Explosion Sky, lit up the city like daytime, but there seems to be a big cover-up, brief mention of UFO. I'll put it on the list. 1976, what city, though? Lights, UFO. If you're still David, drop the city in the chat. Edward, what do you think of NDEs and how every experience is different, how DMT users experience the same thing? I'll get into it in the episode, but it's either because we have the same brain physiology, so it's the same method of action inside the brain with the brain chemistry and the brain structure, or it's a realm that we all share. It's one of those two. A couple of people have mentioned it in the chat. I'm just going to concur and emphasize that DMT is not fun. It's not to be trifled with. It's to be respected. So please be careful if you intend on doing that. Hey, Shellers, thanks for that. Biakua says realm. I lean toward you might be right. But, you know, it's the Wi-Fi, so I have to present the different angles, but I think you might be right. BG, best place to share a video is just email it to team@thewifiles.com, that we will all get it. The team goes to everybody. Davina, how many times can we type in Alien Toes? As many as you want. Good night, Melissa. Melissa Taylor's out. Sergio wants to try DMT. You just be careful. That's all. I'm not saying don't. You know, if you're under 18, probably not. But if you're a grown-ass man, go for it. Just be careful. Kronos, is DMT a hive mind? It would just mean we're all connected, which is kind of cool. Brock, I agree. DMT is not the same as mushrooms. I don't think it's anything like it. Awake, not woke for 20. Thank you for all your hard work. Love from Arizona. Proverbs 25:2. My scripture is not as strong as I wish it was. So I'll have to look up that verse. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter. That's nice. I'm going to have to remember that. That is very nice. There's Jared F for 20. I like your channel. Thank you for the great content. Butt cheeks. Okay. I'm like Ron Burgundy. I'll just read it. I have not heard of the Bugasphere, I don't think. Gino, do you know the Bugasphere?
Of course, that's the silver ball from Colombia. It's flying around. It's now being researched in Mexico City. Greer went down there with some scientists, and they did some data analysis on the mortar that was inside it, and it's like over 12,000 years old. So it's interesting. They're saying that it's changing weights. It has a like almost like a digital chip that looks like it's on its surface. It's interesting. Now again, that's something that Mike Barra says that's a hydrogen tank or something along those lines. Hydrogen.
Well, I'm going to put that on the list because it reminds. I mean, the Vet Sphere is a fun episode. Oh, this is pretty wild.
I got invited to go take a look at it in December.
You should definitely. All right, there he goes. So, Bugasphere on the list looks really interesting. Thank you for the super sticker, Dub. Northern Travel. Oh my God, the Wi-Fi files team actually read our comments. Got to be civil next time. Just keep it civil. I mean, the mods won't tolerate it. If anyone is a jerk in the chat, they don't last very long. They drop the ban hammer. Lost penis. Poor Gino. Let him sleep. Yeah, we'll let him get back to bed. No, Gino's just waking up around 2. This is his time to shine. Grimm says they're saying resin found on the sphere is 12,500 years old. Definitely going to look into it. Yeah, Paul, be nice. And there's BZ saying, yep. BZ's ready to ban. Gonna, this has been on the list for a while. I just haven't done it because something, I don't know, better comes up, more interesting, Titanic conspiracies. I even had half the episode written about the different conspiracies. You know, with JP Morgan and stuff like that. We'll probably do it. I had it as part of the Mysteries in the Sea Volume 3. So we'll probably do it. Shiva Fear the Crab Cat for sure. Culpercast, why would you be a jerk in the Wi-Fi house chat? I don't know, but they are. Joseph, I have that on my list. I saw your note earlier to look up the pyramid over the Pentagon. Gino should do a 24/7 live watch along sometime. That's a fun idea. You want to hop on the 24/7 stream and do some commentary?
I would love to. I mean, I think someone else also mentioned, doing a UFO and paranormal news, kind of like we're doing. I think once we bring the After Files back, I think that's kind of what we're looking to do. Not just me, but the whole team. But we've been talking about that.
Yeah, when the basement is up, we'll probably do weird news of the week or something like that. Now that I actually have some show prep going. All right, here he goes. Lyndon, welcome. John Westbrook, welcome. I'm assuming you already know this, but over on Wi-Fi's Backstage, we run all the episodes back-to-back with some different content in between. And there's a cool community over there. If you want to check it out after we're done here, you'll be automatically redirected. So if you just hang back after Hecklefish sings you out, you'll end up over there. Mike D, this is the After Files. Yeah, Gino and I are brothers, Sanzel. Answering the questions in the chat. Gino's living room is so regal. It is. It's very classy. I wonder what his real living room looks like. You have a baby grand in the real living room?
Sure.
Gino's Story Hour will be coming back. Danger 81, who voices Hecklefish? He does his own voice. Who does your voice? Strange. Jill, I haven't done the Tartarian Empire or the Mud Flood because it's a pretty new legend that really comes from one guy, and it's fairly easy to debunk. A lot of people ask for it, so it is moving up the list. Nobody Blues, thank you for the 6. Cheers from Italy. If you ever find yourself in Modena, tortellini are on me. I'm going to remember that because I'm looking to get out there sometime in the maybe the next 6-7 months. I don't know if we'll get over to Modena, but I'll be in the Amalfi area for sure. Solon, sun is sentient, and that's plasma. We are sun's fun. All right. All right, I think that's going to wrap it up. By how dare you ask about Hagglefish's voice? You're welcome, Smalls. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out today. Thanks to the mods for doing a great job, as always. Thank you to Gino for being here and being patient. After we're done, I think I'm going to go over there. What's hybrid plugging? Get your own Codex Giga shirt. I didn't even know we had those. Hang on. Let's see if we can find those. And then we'll go. Oh, there they go. All right. Oh, let's go. These are nice. All right, there's the shirt. Oh, Rob did a nice job with these. And we have a mug, yeah. I think I might want this mug. Look, $16, right? Not $34.95. I don't do that. I do not do that. $16. We make a couple of bucks on them. I'll be honest, we do. There's no reason to make so much on it. I'd rather just more people have the merch. Brock, I don't have a cocktail in there. I have just water. I don't like to be tipsy on the stream. It's not a good look. I've done it once or twice. It's not a good look. Joe P., good to see you. Benny, don't do that. THX, which mug do you want? The Codex mug? That's easy to get. You just got to bust out the old Amex. If you want this one is the Roswell mug. I don't know if that's still up there. But those are one of my favorites. I have a bunch of these. Nope. And that's the thing about being a Patreon member. Look, the best way to support, by the way, is become a Patreon member. Patreon members get access to merch that you could only get as a member, including some out of stock, discontinued items, because we don't keep the same stuff up forever by design. It's, you know, if we say there's only 500 coins made, that's all there is. So like when the coins come out, we do those every quarter. The Patreon members get it first. And I think they bought them out before the public even got them. Bill, there's no how to escape the Van Allen belt. I know we need Jen just doing that. Tom, you get the video a day early. That's true without commercials. Sometimes more than a day if I'm caught up. Northern, enjoy your antidepressants. Oh, you want the shirt I'm wearing? No, you just mean this style. I don't know if you can get these anymore. Here you go. So we have it in a hoodie, and there's the t-shirt. And the one I'm wearing is the Heather Gray. I think it's my favorite one only because it's the material is comfortable. Because sometimes the t-shirts are not that comfortable. Ramon, what do I think of Three Atlas? You're going to have to rewind, my friend. We talked about a half hour about it. It's not that far back. About 20 minutes back. I'm just catching up. Annalie, aloha to you. Okay. Mischief, Hybrid, AC, Sanzel. Any mods I missed? Mary Jane. I'm just scrolling to make sure I got everybody. Thank you for doing a great job. And I think that's going to do it. Thanks for everybody for super chatting today. I appreciate that. Again, patrons, the best way to support. I don't know what the next episode is. Although, as I tell you. Yeah, it's not a professional operation. But maybe I'll see you in a week or so. Echofish will sing you out.
And now...
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I swam down each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all, it's all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a fish? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels.
Take care of those waitresses, will you? All right, everybody get home safe. This is Hecklefish. And you know what? I did it my way.